Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps up. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Eagles fans everywhere, this is for you.
Merrill and Mike on the call. We've heard that before. The Super Bowl. Well,
tonight, never gets old. Never gets old. Well, or hasn't gotten old yet.
Well, the call doesn't get old, but does watching the game get old?
Nope. Mike?
Well, it's on tonight. Jack told me the NFL Network is carrying it. What time, Jack?
Nine o'clock.
Yep. 9 o'clock. So, yep. Ike, you will be glued.
No, I mean, I won't be glued, but I'll watch some of it.
Can we get a live tweet
at some point?
Yeah, I'll probably tweet something. I mean, I'm not playing. Yeah. I'll be watching, and I'm sure a lot of Eagles fans will be. What else are you going to be watching tonight?
My DVR is kind of slim right now.
I'm actually
I'm actually in the process of rewatching Game 5 from 08, so I'm a little swamped.
Oh, okay.
Game 5 08.
In the middle of watching Game 5 from 08, okay.
Where do you get that from?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, so you're YouTubing it?
Oh, see, I got the whole box set.
Do you?
Yes.
With all the games and stuff?
Yep.
Mm. That's smart move by you.
Yep. I got the box set. I don't know how I got it.
Probably bought it.
Well, I mean, no, I don't know if. Were we giving it away? We may have been giving them away back then.
Yeah, probably.
And you know me with Cindy, I probably swipe one.
You're probably selling them, right? They were probably for sale, and then you were able to get maybe.
No, I think maybe we were giving them away somehow as gifts or whatever. I don't know. I got the box set of that season, including the playoffs.
Mm.
Yep.
Wow. So yep. Where are you in Game 5, Jack?
I'm in the third inning. Actually, okay. I'm in the fourth inning by this point. It was a quick moving game the first little bit. We're doing a rewatch on High Hopes. So we're doing a reliving the Game 5 from 08.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, man. I'll check in on the Super Bowl. The good thing about the Super Bowl is that there aren't very many dull moments.
No, it's a great game to watch.
Yeah, it's a great game to watch.
Yeah, I think I've reached the point. I know you didn't watch Seinfeld, Ike, but mm-hmm. I got to a point with Seinfeld that I'd seen it so many times that I just couldn't do it anymore. And then after a couple of years of not watching it, I was able to tune back in again, and it was like, oh, yeah, I love these episodes or whatever. But I'd seen the episodes so many times that I just couldn't do it anymore. And I think that's where I am with the Super Bowl right now.
Yeah, probably if we weren't in this situation, I probably wouldn't watch it. Because that would be something else
there'd
on I could watch. Yeah, there'd be another game on I could watch. So, but because I don't have anything else and it's Wednesday,
you'll tune in at some.
Yeah, I'll tune in and check it out for sure.
Fritz, you'll be too busy watching Phillies.
Yeah, I'm over the Super Bowl. Like, I'm just over watching it. Like
over the Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah, like I've seen it enough. Like I'm good. Call me in 5 years. Maybe then I'll rewatch it.
This dude gets on my nerves, man. You know why he's not watching it.
Yeah, Nick.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. If it was Carson, maybe.
It's a bad take. You were wrong.
Yeah, but I'm not. Listen, I go down my takes
like
the Titanic.
He goes down with it, yeah.
Do you not like it? Are you not happy with the end result?
No, he's talking about Jack?
Jack,
or
yeah.
me.
I mean,
yeah, Jack.
Is there part of you that's bitter that
yes.
it was Nick that did it?
Yeah.
And you don't even want to recognize it as a Super Bowl?
It cheapened the Super Bowl a little bit for me.
Oh, my God. Stop
it. That's unbelievable.
Listen, I love what happened. I'm just saying it would have been.
I know what you're saying.
All I'm saying is it would have meant more to me if Carson won it. Like, winning the first Super Bowl would always be special. I cried, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, if Carson won it, it just would have meant more to me because he was viewed as the savior. Mm-hmm. He was going to come back. He's going to lead this team to his first
Super
Bowl.
That's how it was drawn up.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know, Norm Van Brocklin wore 11 when they won in 1960.
That's true.
I thought Carson was going to wear 11 and win it for the Eagles. So, yeah. Like, Nick Foles winning the Super Bowl in 2017 cheapened it for me.
Wow.
Wow. That's a take.
Now, that's a take.
That is a take. Well, I will not be watching tonight. But you know what, though? I may be watching tonight. I don't know what's going to be on the docket, because frankly, anything my wife watches, I don't really have an interest in. You know what I mean?
What's she got on the docket?
Well, she likes the Grey's Anatomies or the Good Doctor or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, the network.
I have not started Ozark like I said I was.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
I have no idea. Would tonight be a good night to start it?
Yeah, start it.
Instead of watching the Super Bowl again?
No, you can watch the Super Bowl again.
Oh, man.
And then just put a couple tweets out and then, you know, get people fired up.
Yeah, what would I tweet out? Philly, here we go?
Yeah. I mean, you can make predictions on what
you
happens.
You want Philly?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
You know, and if you tune in now, with all this being said, if you tune in on Friday at this time, you're going to be hearing only the wins. And we're playing on Friday, like starting at 4:00. We're playing what a lot of us believe. For me, it's when I had the moment where it was like, can this friggin' team win the Super Bowl? Like, I didn't believe that they had enough talent. I didn't believe that they were going to, like, based on their wide receivers and their corners and everything else, I didn't think the team was good enough. And it was after the Carolina Panthers game on Thursday night where they went down there, short week. Everybody more or less was already giving them the build an excuse of, this is a really tough game, it's probably a loss. And they went down there and they showed that they were a tough team. They beat a good Carolina Panthers team. So we'll have that game for you on Friday at 4:00, the play-by-play with Merrill and Mike, and looking forward to it. You know, Chris was still, you were still doing the show with Chris. I wasn't even on the show yet. So that was the moment of that year where I said, this team is for real, and this team can win a Super Bowl. And that was the start of it for me, at least. So that's coming up on Friday at 4:00. That'll be a lot of fun to see. In other news, the narrative around the NFL right now is we're worried about people trying to steal what we're doing on the on our internet lines, right? Now everybody, because the GMs are mad that the draft, or some GMs at least, are mad that the draft is going on because they're not able to properly vet any all the players or whatever, because they can't do visits and they can't meet them in person or whatever else. So now they're worried about IT security at the draft coming up in a little bit over 2 weeks.
Who cares?
I mean, they can worry all they want to. The commissioner has already said what they're going to do. They're not going to all of a sudden change their mind and not have a draft now. They can whine and complain all they want to.
Yeah, agreed. It's going down. But I guess, so one of the things, Jack, I think this, you tweeted this out earlier, where what happens if, like, there's a technical problem and they can't go when the time is up? Well, I mean, isn't it simple? I mean, people still have phones and stuff, right? I mean, just because there's an official line or a designated line that they're going to be talking to the league office with, if something happens to that line, somebody's going to be able to send a text message or call and say, hang on a second, we're having technical difficulties, and then you can call and give the pick. I mean, all these worries that they're having is like, all right, yeah, just take a minute. The line's down that you can't figure out what whatever team is doing. Call the GM, call a point person, text them, get the pick, and that's it. It's really not that big of a deal. I mean, this isn't that big of a deal, is it, Ike? I mean, we're talking about technology in 2020. The teams will be able to make their pick.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple. They'll figure it out.
I mean, John's doing radio shows from his closet.
I mean,
these guys
can
suck it up.
A radio show from here with very little technical difficulties.
Do we realize that they held the draft for 20-some odd years without the technology that they have right now?
Via landlines.
Yeah, so, I mean, were they not able to make trades back then?
They were able to, yeah.
Okay.
for sure.
But I just love the idea that they're going to have a mock draft, you know, before the actual draft. And I hope one team just plays mind games.
Yeah, I don't understand who's having a mock draft.
Like all the 32 teams are getting together, and the NFL is going to hold like a mock what it's going to look like draft.
They're not actually going to pick the players they're going to pick, but
one team might slip.
This makes no sense to me. You're going to go through a mock draft as teams?
It's like a rehearsal dinner for a wedding, you know what I
mean?
Yeah,
but here's the thing. Are you taking a guy you would really take there, or are you just picking a name?
I don't even think they really have to select a name, do they?
Well, how are you having a draft if you're not selecting names?
Well, they're just making sure that everything's working technically and they know the flow and everything like that. So it's less about what they're saying. It's more about making sure that all the technology's working.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you were saying they were having a mock draft like they were going to select a player or something.
They may just read Daniel Jeremiah or
No, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to figure out what would make it interesting for me to watch it. Like, how do you have a mock draft if you don't draft anybody?
Yeah, I don't
even if it's not really who you're going to draft, you just put a name there, don't you? Like, how do you have a mock draft?
Yeah, Jack, I don't think it's not televised, right? It's just
no. It's just running.
Oh,
it through.
It's not televised. No. Yeah,
all they're doing is just
okay.
Running.
Well, explain it in more detail to me.
Well, I think you're so used to the term mock draft.
Yeah,
that, like
yeah, I'm thinking it's a mock draft. Yeah, well, because NFL Network does that.
Right.
Like they host a mock draft.
Through, yeah.
Yeah, and they go through. That's what I thought you were talking about. That's why I was like, hold on, you mean the teams are doing this?
No, but in my head, I had this idea of like someone putting their actual pick in.
Right, I got you now.
Or using it as a diversion to say like.
Yeah, you think this is where I'm going.
Right.
Yeah, with the Bengals are going to take Patrick Queen, the number one overall pick.
Or Justin Herbert.
Yeah. So, okay, I got you now. I got you. Right, so we're not going to even get a chance to see it ourselves.
No, they're just good. It's a run. It's a run.
Oh, it's a run through. Yeah, sure. Right, well, you're getting a chance. Yeah, so definitely stop crying. You're getting a chance to do a run through.
It's like, is there anybody out there? And then, I mean, because then the Schefters and the Mike Florios and those people are saying like, oh, well, you know, clubs were very concerned. Is there anybody out there, any fan out there that's reading that cares that any of these guys are concerned, right? Like, just make a call and say, this is the guy that we want, right? I don't know. I just for some because we had somebody call in and say what Daniel Jeremiah or McShay or somebody did last year, but just so you know, like so, not McShay, because McShay had the Eagles taking Byron Murphy, cornerback, last year as his pick.
Byron Murphy,
he slipped to 33, but Kuiper, Daniel Jeremiah, Peter King, and Matt Miller of Bleacher Report all had the Eagles taking Hollywood Brown with their pick.
Oh.
Which actually would have been a nice pick. But they ended up trading. Because Hollywood Brown went 25, right? Ended up going? Because that's where the Eagles were picking last year, 25. All right, let's get to the Marks and Reese text line, brought to you by White Clay Creek Country Club. Get outdoors at White Clay Creek Country Club. Social distancing tee times are available daily, but you must be a Delaware resident. More information at whiteclaycreek.com. It's the text line.
Text line.
So D. Camaro wants Cam to back up Wentz. Joe Giliquito wants to address the defense only. Not for sure Parks, as Wentz doesn't need weapons. And John Marks Giliquito wants to draft the linebacker first. Once a Wentz hater, always a Wentz hater. Holla at your boy two times, always having to defend the Bronco. Tom from Abington.
There you go, Tom.
Well, the Broncos really been the... You see, no one's believing in him.
Oh, my God. Nobody wants to give him help. Nobody believes in him. He's got to save the season next year, and we'll rip him because he's not putting up empty stats like Dak every week.
Cam Newton as a backup to Carson Wentz is a bad idea. You agree with that? Just how much money it would cost? I mean, I'd rather use that money for something else.
Yes.
Than for Cam Newton. Two, Tom... Since you brought me into the conversation, I was the one that was upset and crying for 2 weeks about the Eagles not signing a wide receiver because I wanted Carson Wentz to get help. And I also want them to trade up to get a wide receiver. So don't put that narrative that I don't want to give Carson Wentz weapons. In fact, I'm the one that wants to give Carson Wentz weapons. Right? I've been told for 2 weeks that Arthega Whiteside's good. Greg Ward's good. DeSean Jackson's good. He does not have enough at wide receiver, and they need to help him with wide receiver.
And no one's more fair in this city to Carson Wentz than Jaguars.
Yeah, and you wanted to go get and you were mad they didn't get Rashard Perryman.
Yeah. Yeah, right. They needed more help at wide receiver. I'm still mad that they didn't get a veteran wide receiver to pair with whatever rookie that they that they have. So, there you go. Good.
Need Donovan singing to John. Why are you so obsessed with me? Kyle in Bristol.
Well, you know, I don't know if obsessed is the right word. Is the sept the right word there, Jack? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Well, I mean, listen, here's the deal, right? I just want him to tell the truth. That's all I want him to do. He has a certain attitude about Philadelphia, and when he comes on, he's passive-aggressive about it. I just want him to tell the truth. I just want to have an open and direct conversation with Donovan, and the truth serum would help with doing that. That's all I'm saying. I would pick Donovan with truth serum.
Give me a few hours to talk, Ike and John. I've got a few points I want to make. What? The caller Herb is wild. The A-list callers barely get a few minutes to talk. I love our crazy fan base. T from Collegeville.
There he goes, T. Herb was the caller from East Oak Lane that was talking about how the wide receivers were great.
Well, and he started the call by saying, give me a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He said, give me a few minutes here. Is that him?
All right. If I could give truth serum to one person, it would be Joe in New Hope. Why are you the way you are? Dennis in Pottstown.
It's a good question.
Yeah. Yeah, so what are his most recent takes, Jack? Linebacker.
He's a part of the Queen team that you have.
He's on the Queen
team. He wants every defensive player that's available. Yannick.
Yep.
He's trying to build a defensive team in 2020 NFL.
And wide receivers aren't important. But that's not because he doesn't want to give Carson weapons. It's because look at all the teams that have won Super Bowls. They don't need wide receivers. All right, that's his most recent takes. All right, Jack.
Let's give the truth serum to John and find out how much he really likes bye weeks. Mike in Birdsboro.
Hey, we can do a whole segment of giving me truth serum. I'll tell the truth on everything. I love bye weeks, man. Love it.
You are now, pretty honest.
Yeah. Well, I still don't like, of all the things that I've said, I still don't understand why people don't like bye weeks. Bye weeks are great. Right? Now, I also don't, I know you've checked in on the Red Zone that they're playing on NFL Red Zone. Or is it NFL Network they're playing it? It's weird to watch Red Zone now that the season's over.
Like watching old, primetime with Berman.
Yeah, but like, because half the reason you're watching it is because it's fantasy and it's fast paced and it keeps it moving. But I mean, once the games have happened, it's not like I've never DVR'd Red Zone and then went back and watched Red Zone. I don't know. Go ahead, Jack.
If I had truth serum, I'd give it to Carol Baskin, Tim in Mercerville.
She did it.
Yeah.
You don't need truth serum for that.
I wonder if anything actually happens, though, right? Because the sheriff or whoever down there said he's looking for new leads, but I don't know. I mean, what new information would he be able to get? Maybe she confided to somebody that she did it, but I couldn't see her actually saying that she did it. I don't know. Do you hear the story about Wimbledon, Ike, about what they did? It's so odd. So they've been paying $2 million a year for pandemic insurance for the last 17 years. They've been paying $2 million a year. So $34 million in the last 17 years that they've been paying in case something happened where they couldn't have the tournament because of a pandemic. Well, guess what? They had to cancel Wimbledon this year, and they're getting $141 million from the policy.
There you go.
I never heard of pandemic insurance before. Or anything like that. You hear it about players and things to where they take out an insurance policy if they're going back to school in case they get hurt, and then they get paid out based on what they would have been able to make or whatever. But, man, $141 million to Wimbledon for pandemic insurance.
I mean, well, listen, they've given up $34 million over the last 17 years for no reason.
Yeah, no.
And now they get the cash out.
Hmm.
It's like life insurance.
Yeah, right? But... Yeah,
what age did you guys get life insurance?
I don't have it.
I would say I got life insurance 27.
Okay.
A little bit after I got married, close to 30.
Yeah, wish I had it. I don't. No, I have pre-existing condition of diabetes, so getting life insurance for me is
pretty hard.
Difficult. Yeah, it's very expensive to do, and right now I don't have the extra however many hundreds of dollars. But You got to pay it. You got to pay it your entire life. Like, for whatever reason, my late grandfather stopped paying it in the last couple of years of his life. Mm-hmm. After he was in an assisted living facility. So he paid it his whole life. He sold insurance. He was an insurance salesman. And then he just, for whatever reason, stopped paying it.
So, yeah, I've done that too.
So you get nothing. That's
just
the
pick
problem.
Back up. I just pick back up and start paying it again.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Get right back on it?
I mean, they got the money, the type of term that I have.
Mm.
Yeah, it's one of those where, you know, you're paying insurance, but it's also like equity built up in it.
Right.
All right. New York life insurance.
One other Corona story here, Ike. I don't know if you heard this.
Make sure
but
my wife don't try to have me knocked off.
Yeah, don't share too many details. Yeah. All right, so, and one other Corona story here. There was they're not East Coast. I know they're on the West Coast, 24-Hour Fitness. They've been shut down since March 16th, but they still are billing people, right? There's still people get their monthly statements, and you have that reoccurring thing from the club, and they've still been billing people.
Yeah, that's not going to last long.
Any payments made between March 17th and April 15th, they said, will not be refunded. But they want to give you a free month at the end of the membership for anyone who paid a month of a closed gym.
Yeah, that's all they're going to wind up doing. Yeah, you know they don't give you money back, man. They ain't giving money back. They're just going to tell you that, well, we'll give you an extra month free.
They said they're going to stop billing members on April 16th because that's when they're hoping to be reopened, which seems very unlikely. But they've been closed. How are you going to bill them for a month that they've been closed?
Because it probably was already automated.
Yeah, they wanted the money. And then they can collect interest on the money, and they can say, oh, yeah, we'll give you a free month at the end, which is they're worried about now, and they're not worried about them. So, anyway, Joe Giulio's coming up. 4 hours of Joe G tonight. So I'm sure he has a lot coming up on the agenda. We'll be back tomorrow for 4 hours. And then again on Friday, we have the Carolina Panthers and the Eagles game from 2017 starting at 4 o'clock. So we'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock. Everybody, Joe Giulio's coming up next. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.